While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, 'Engage in trade with these until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, 'Sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones.' He replied, 'Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities.' Then the second came and reported, 'Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more.' And to this servant, too, he said, 'You, take charge of 5 cities.' Then the other servant came and said, 'Sir, here's your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant.' He said to him, 'With your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest.' And to those standing by, he said, 'Take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, 'Sir, he has 10 gold coins.' He replied, 'I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to be as their king, bring them here and slay them before me.'" After Jesus had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
To understand the story that Jesus is telling about his life and about our life, we have to think about what the gold coin is. Gold, for thousands of years, has been something that people save and something that people spend. It's one of the first forms of money. It allows people to ask other people for things and to make a good trade, spend a little gold, and that will help build a house. Spend a little more gold, and one can build an even larger building. But gold in itself isn't as valuable as people. It's not a substitute for people. Money without people is dead. The gold coin that Jesus is speaking of is his divine love. He who created us, brought us into existence so that we can share our life with each other. To the one who loves much, more love will multiply. To the one who refuses to love, who is stingy with love, even the little bit of love in them will die. Jesus is the King. He is more precious than gold. We're going to sing that at the heart of the Mass. Lord, you are
precious than silver.
Hold on. Where did they get that song? All I said was, Lord, you are Is there anything more precious than silver? Lord, you are
more costly than gold.
Lord, you are
more beautiful than diamonds. And nothing I desire.
Oh my goodness, nothing that we have is more valuable than love. And human love, the love that's in our hearts, is actually the love that God created. And God has given it to us more deeply than a song. He gives his word to us in the gospel. He feeds us with himself. I've been away from St. Vincent's for 12 days. I was in Italy on a vacation, and I'm so happy to be back. And I visited the town of Assisi, where St. Francis grew up, and where our good friend St. Carlo is buried. I got to visit Francis's home and Carlos's too. Francis believed that the love of people was greater than the love of things. His father was a cloth merchant and made all sorts of clothes. And at a certain point in his life, Francis, who loved fancy clothes, he loved to dress up, he realized that it was even more beautiful to share what he had, especially with those who had very little. And this joy kept growing in Francis, this love that wanted to sing, Lord, you are
more precious than silver.
He started to give away things because he knew, Lord, you are
more costly than gold.
He knew that people were the ones that he was made to give himself to. Lord, you are
more beautiful than diamonds.
People are more beautiful than diamonds because we're made to live forever, even after we die. All the leaves that are falling to the ground right now, all the clothing of the trees are giving away their clothing, so that you could see their branches raised up to the one who made them. We're more valuable than that. And I went to the tomb of St. Carlo, who realized when he was very young that he was going to die. And he was so in love with the Lord who made him that he wanted everybody to know about it. That's why he set up the website, as you know. And Carlo actually has friends that come from around the world every day to Assisi just to thank him for sharing with them what is more valuable than gold.
divine love. None of us knows the day in which our whole life will be asked of us. We don't have to worry about that, actually. None of us has to calculate what we have in relation to what other people has. That will just make us unhappy. But we can know with certainty that the Lord has put the gold of his divine life in us, and that we're meant to trade with it. We're meant to take every good thing that we have and allow it to be a blessing for other people. We need to recognize that other people have been given the gold of divine life. Whether we like them or not, whether we know them or not, whether we get along with them or not, doesn't matter. They've been brought into existence because God loves them as God loves us. The funny thing about the story is that Jesus, the King, will allow himself to be stripped of everything, will allow himself to be slain. But the secret is that Jesus gives his life away before anybody takes it away. And this divine life is ours. And so we can actually sing the song before we sing the song. As we ask the Lord to put the gold coin, the round host, into our bodies, to ask him to put his divine life into our souls, that we might spend the rest of our lives trading with this multiplying love together. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, thank you for friends in heaven, St. Francis, St. Carlo. Thank you for friends on earth. The more love we share, the more love we'll have, the more stingy we are with love. Even the little we have will be taken away. But he's given it to us. He's given everything to us.